This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Ahead, he is the February Player of the Month and in the midst of a record-breaking point streak. Kootenay Sam Reinhart checks in with us in moments. WHL has launched a series of combine camps for Western Canada and the U.S. next month. More on that announcement with WHL Commissioner Ron Robison. And now with back-to-back 40-goal seasons, Medicine Hat Tigers captain Curtis Falk is hoping to lead the Tigers to home ice advantage in the opening round of playoffs. He is on fire. Kootenay captain and one of the top draft-eligible players in the WHL, Sam Reinhart, is on a roll. Voice of the ice, Jeff Hollick, has more with the WHL's February Player of the Month.
Sam, first of all, let's talk about that point streak everyone's talking about around here. 22 games in a row. What was that like for you?
It was definitely exciting. Things were going well. Big part of it was due to the team success. We started playing more consistent night in, night out. Obviously, my teammates made it a lot easier for me to start producing at the consistent basis like that. So a lot of credit goes out to them. Guys like the Shane Obos, on Franco, Phelps, all those guys. And they definitely made it easier on me.
How much did you think about it, especially when it got into the high teens there?
It does start to get into your head. Maybe in the opposition's head a little bit more, which may make it a little bit more difficult for me to play. So, it's not the end of the world that it's over with. I can focus on a new one now and, get it over the head.
Of the 22 games, 19 after the World Juniors, was there an adjustment coming back from a high-end tournament like that?
I think the biggest thing was just some rest. I found some early, and I think that, led to some success. Obviously brought some confidence back. When I did get a week off to rest and clear my head, I think that definitely was a big factor.
Mike Comrie had the old record. You were 5 years old when he was doing that. Do you remember him as a player in the NHL or anything like that?
A little bit. Yeah. Know of him a little bit more playing with Eric, stepbrother. So, obviously don't know much about his junior career, but obviously it's pretty exciting that he played here. It was pretty successful as well.
Who were some of your favorite WHL players when you were watching the WHL years ago?
Quite honestly, wasn't too aware of it until my brother Max kind of broke into the league. Everything he did when I was at a young age was kind of the first I was seeing of a lot of things. To see the level of play increase and how much more was demanded of you on and off the ice. Seeing him go through that really made me focus on a little bit more. So I wouldn't say at a young age I was too focused on, junior hockey. I was more focused on pro hockey and, watching players like that.
You mentioned the team success, and you and I had this talk 12 months ago, great second half, ninth place a few months ago, now in fifth. What's going right compared to what you guys did similar last year, the second half of the season?
Go back to consistency. We want to be playing our best hockey at this time, and we were a lot last year as well. But at the end of the day, until the playoff starts and until you win some games and series there, you're not very satisfied. So the guys are hungry right now. I'm definitely itching for the playoffs to start. But with that being said, focus on the last few games of the season and getting the confidence up.
I think your last 19 games, you have 16 wins and 3 losses. A lot of things have to be going right for that kind of success. What are you seeing from the whole team that way?
The depth is playing a huge factor right now. Obviously some missing bodies out, that would be key to get them back. But night in, night out, each line is really helping to the success of the team. Not whether one line scoring more than another, but everyone's playing consistently at their best, so it's nice to see out of everyone.
You mentioned the team's looking forward to the playoffs. Still need one more win to clinch that spot as we do this interview. But are you noticing hockey a little bit different right now? A little more intense, a little more on the line, game by game. How different is it now, maybe compared to a couple months ago?
Yeah, definitely. At this time of the year, there's less room. Obviously, guys are competing that much harder, and for the little space that's left, to get into the playoffs. So obviously, our focus is right, in the present right now, and it's not going to change. But at this point in the year, you it's tough not to look ahead right now. But the consistency factor right now is big.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, the Western Hockey League, in partnership with Okanagan Hockey Schools and Sport Testing Incorporated, will be launching a series of WHL Combine Camps designed to assist minor hockey players with their skill development by taking part in a new state-of-the-art testing system. The Combine Camps will be held throughout Western Canada and the U.S. beginning in April of 2014. They'll consist of a full day of on- and off-ice testing, instructional tips, a player development seminar, and a presentation on the WHL player experience. The camp will initially be open to bantam and midget age players. All WHL clubs will have access to the test results for scouting purposes. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison says the camps are being held to keep up with today's game.
Well, it's a new skill development initiative. I think when you look at the game today, it's all about speed and skill, and we need to make sure in Western Canada and Western United States that we're emphasizing that to the full extent. These young players coming up in the system are tremendous young players, but we need to continue to emphasize the importance of individual skill development as well as the team, great team games that we play at the minor hockey levels. But we just felt it was important for us to get into this area. It's been very popular in other parts of Canada, and we think it'll be very popular with the young players. We've had a couple of pilot projects conducted in the last few years, and they've been very popular, sold out in every location we've been in, and consequently there's a demand out there, and we see this as an important part of helping the players develop in the system.
And for more information, you can go to the WHL website and look for the link on the right-hand side of the main page.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, after 46 goals last season and 40-plus this year, Medicine Hat Tiger captain Curtis Falk is ready to take his team into the postseason.
Sitting there in fourth in the conference right now, and I know home ice advantage means a whole lot to the Medicine Hat Tigers.
Yeah, it's huge. We've been so good at home. We have good fans. We love playing in our building. It seems that we get out to good starts, and we've been solid here all year long. So, you know, these last couple games here, they're big for us. We got a little bit of a lead here on Kootenay, so if we can close that out and get home ice in the first round, that'd be huge.
Your line, Cole Sanford, Trevor Cox, combined for over 200 points this season and counting. It's really been relied upon all season long for offense. Tell me about the dynamics of you three.
You know, I think we just have good chemistry. I think we're smaller guys, but we use our speed well, and we seem to be able to find each other on the ice. You know, at the start of the year, Cole and Trevor were playing well together, and then I got moved onto their line, and it seemed to click. We feed off each other very well, and we have fun when we play, so it's been a big part of our offense, and we enjoy having that, you know, that pressure on us.
Curtis, tell me about getting here on home ice and being so good on home ice over the years. You're from Medicine Hat, and you were probably in this building, you know, through the Ryan Hollwigs and the Chris St. Jacques and that era, and this place was always a tough place to come into play. Why is that, do you think?
I think a lot of it has to do with the atmosphere here. You know, every night we have our fans here, just both sold out building, and they're loud, and they're in your face, and they get behind us too when things are going well. And you know, talking to guys, you know, friends of mine that have, you know, played on other teams and coming into this building, they hate playing here. For us, if you can get out to a good start in your building, especially when people don't like to be here, it seems like you can really build off that, and that's why the success we've had this year is coming at home.
You know, you lost Hunter Shinkarik early in the season when he elected for surgery, ending his campaign. But you guys didn't sulk, I guess. You came out and really have stayed the course and, you know, right there in behind Edmonton and Calgary here down the stretch.
Yeah, it was tough losing Hunter. He's a great player and, you know, a big part of our team. And he was a big part of our team last year, too, and our offense. So when he had to get his surgery, it was a tough loss for us. But I think a lot of guys have stepped up. You know, Trevor, Cole, and, you know, some of our younger players, they're playing their roles and they're getting things done. And I think that's, you know, a great part about this team. We're very deep and we play well together. And you know, it's tough when you lose a guy like Hunter, but I think we've done a good job coping with it.
Curtis, another good season for you coming up to a close here. Good luck in the playoffs. Thanks for your time on WHL This Week.
Thank you.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to Jeff Hollick in Cranbrook for his help. Next week, the final week of the WHL's regular season. Join us then. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.